Good morning, this is Reed Collins with the CBS World News Roundup. After some rough and tumble campaigning, Britain is electing a parliament today and passing judgment on the conservative government of Mrs. Thatcher. Hours before the polls had opened, the Daily Express headline screamed, "Maggie's the man." Martha Teichner reports from London.
London's daily newspapers have declared 7-2 for Margaret Thatcher. She said she hoped she'd win after voting this morning, not in her constituency, but in London near 10 Downing Street, the Prime Minister's residence. Britain has reached election day with Thatcher still 15-20% ahead of her opponents in the polls. The British weather is good today, so voter turnout should be high. Early indications show evidence of some Thatcher support even in traditional Labour strongholds. The Conservatives have to win 326 seats in Parliament for Thatcher to be re-elected as Prime Minister. Most projections indicate that she will more than double her 1979 majority and will be swept back into office with well over 400 seats. Martha Teichner, CBS News, London.
In this hemisphere, 20 of the 21 Nicaraguan diplomats expelled from the United States have arrived in Managua, and Bob Simon reports.
You don't usually think of the clenched fist as a diplomatic gesture, but there they were, the fists of diplomats raised in defiance against the Reagan administration, which had declared, "Nicaraguan, go home." The Managua 20 were greeted by a crowd of modest size and modest enthusiasm, and by journalists who asked, "How did it feel?"
Mixed emotions, you know, because the first time it was anger, sadness, but above all, happiness to be able to come back.
The diplomats said they were concerned about the tens of thousands of Nicaraguans living in the United States who would now be without consular services. They claimed that since so much commerce was handled by the consulates, the closure was, in effect, an economic sanction against Nicaragua. But most of all, they were angered by what they saw as the lack of proportion in Washington's action. Bob Simon, CBS News, Managua.
Augustin Alfaro, the Nicaraguan consul general in New Orleans, didn't make the flight. He is asking for asylum in the United States. The full team of negotiators from this country and the Soviet Union met in Geneva this morning, resuming strategic arms talks after a 10-week recess. This is meeting number 40 in the current series.
Here they come, a whole new line of tough trucks wearing a whole new name. Nissan has one heck of a truck lineup at your Datsun dealer. 19 new models packed with value, featuring the most powerful standard engine in its class and double walls of steel around the bed.
One heck of a hunk of a hunk of a truck.
Rugged 4x4s give you on-demand four-wheel drive. The heavy-duty long bed hauls the biggest payload in its class, over a ton. And the Nissan SD sport truck moves out like a sports car.
Nissan sounds like one heck of a truck.
One heck of a hunk.
One heck of a truck.
Five-speed stick.
One hunk of a truck.
Built-in value.
Nissan.
See all the new Nissan trucks at your Datsun dealer now.
NATO ministers are meeting in Paris, but with the Geneva negotiations much in mind. Bob Schieffer reports.
As the NATO ministers began their first private session this morning, the U.S. government released both here and in Washington a lengthy study detailing U.S. efforts on arms control and criticizing the Soviet Union for hindering the process. The study contained no startling revelations, but the timing of its release was apparently part of the Allied effort to seize the public relations initiative from the Soviets on arms control issues. It also seemed designed to counter charges both here and in the United States that the Reagan administration is not really serious about wanting arms control agreements. The document accuses the Soviet Union of giving rhetorical support on arms control issues, but says the Soviets have seldom offered substantive ideas that could lead to real negotiations. Bob Schieffer, CBS News, Paris.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission votes today about what to do about the Indian Point nuclear plant above New York City, where some communities have boycotted plans for evacuation in case of accident. Robert Shackney has the Washington story and Rob Armstrong the on-scene story.
Federal disaster officials are praising a new New York State plan providing for emergency evacuation at the Indian Point nuclear power plant. They call it a sound approach. They say substantial progress has been made, but they're withholding final approval pending a test. And that delay in final approval makes uncertain the decision today by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, whether to shut the plant down for a lack of an approved plan by the deadline day or to allow it to keep operating until the test within the next 2 months. The new plan, which federal disaster officials are praising, provides for state officials and utility workers to replace the local officials and police in Rockland County who are boycotting the evacuation program. Robert Shackney, CBS News, Washington.
This is Rob Armstrong in Buchanan, New York. The Indian Point nuclear power plant is only a few hundred yards from here. It dominates this village like chocolate dominates Hershey, Pennsylvania, or steel dominates Pittsburgh. The local economy depends heavily on it. 90% of the village's budget comes from taxes paid by the Indian Point facilities. If the NRC votes to close the plant, delicatessen owner Richard Lehman says his cash register would just about stop ringing.
Thanks,
I'd imagine they do 60 to 70% of my business with the employees of Indian Point.
Gail McGuire has three children and lives a few blocks from the plant. She says she's convinced it's safe and closing it would be a disaster.
It would devastate this whole area financially, economically. People wouldn't be able to survive around here.
But the issue before the NRC isn't plant safety. It's what would happen in the event of an accident. Minnie Castles has lived here for 34 years. She says she worries a lot about that question.
It's a very scary thing. And this business of getting us out of here, I can't see it. If anything happens, we won't even know what hit us.
Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Buchanan, New York.
A four-engine Lockheed Electra turboprop lost a propeller today en route from the Alaskan Peninsula to Seattle. The plane, with 15 on it, circled Anchorage for a couple of hours, burning up fuel. Then the pilot brought it in on two engines. Nobody hurt. A lot of relief.
The landing was pretty good until we went off the side of the runway.
Nobody got real hysterical or excited. Everybody was just talking and hoping things went for the best. There's nothing we could do. It was all in their hands.
A federal inquiry will try to find out the cause of the engine malfunction and the loss of the prop.
Let the seance begin. The spirits are about to speak.
Helen! Helen!
Oh, John!
So, what's new, Helen?
Well, your brother-in-law, Ralph, is about to open his real estate firm, and he can't make up his mind about a phone system.
What mind?
Now, dear.
All right, I apologize. I'm sorry. He has no mind. Tell him to call the Small Business Connection of American Bell.
Mm-hmm.
They sell the latest Bell systems. They give special service to small businesses like his.
He should call American Bell?
That's right, American Bell.
What if he won't listen, John? You know how stubborn he is.
Then tell him to find out about the financial benefits when he buys a phone system from American Bell. They have the answers.
And if that doesn't work?
Then give me his address. I'll haunt him.
Call the Small Business Connection of American Bell at 1-800-AIS-1212. That's 1-800-AIS-1212.
President Reagan travels to Minneapolis today to talk further about education in America. Deborah Potter reports.
The president will take part in a panel discussion on how to improve American education based on the recent report of a national commission which warned of a rising tide of mediocrity. Mr. Reagan has endorsed the group's recommendations for tougher standards, longer school days, and higher pay for teachers based on merit, not seniority. But the president has made it clear that if more money is needed, it won't come from his administration. Mr. Reagan's view is that what's needed is more local control, insisting the states can make up for federal cutbacks and get more for their money. The only role he sees for Washington is to provide tuition tax credits and vouchers for parents who want to send their children to private schools. The president plans to keep sounding that theme, taking his message on the road over the next few months, staking out a position on what's shaping up as a major political issue. Administration officials believe they can safely risk the wrath of teachers opposed to merit pay because they traditionally back Democratic candidates. The view here is the president's position will appeal to parents who agree that it's time for the schools to get back to basics. Deborah Potter, CBS News, the White House.
The Democratic presidential candidate Mondale is making a speech at the University of Minnesota this morning. Again, the subject, education.
Imperial Savings.
I learned how to spell my name.
You did?
Yeah. Want to hear?
Oh, yeah. You bet.
Okay. Natalie. N-A-L-A-T-E.
But that's Nellity.
Guess maybe I need more experience.
As we grow, we continue to learn. And of course, one of the best teachers is experience. So when it comes to making financial decisions that'll affect your future, you'll find a lot of good help and a lot of that necessary experience at Imperial Savings. Nearly $5 billion strong, with over 1,100 employees and 124 convenient branches, all ready to offer sensible financial planning for tomorrow, today. Pick up a complimentary copy of Imperial Savings Tomorrow poster at any convenient Imperial Savings branch.
Tomorrow begins today. Imperial Savings.
Member FSLIC.
For Cleveland, we don't see the runway.
28 seconds later, Controller Karam to Air Canada 797.
Guys, people on the ground there, we're going to need fire trucks.
The trucks are standing by for you, Air Canada. Can you give me a number of people and amount of fuel?
We don't have time. It's getting worse there.
Shortly thereafter, the plane, with no working instruments and flying completely on the instructions of the controller, landed. Controller Karam said he didn't know until sometime later that 23 people had died on the flight. And he refused to accept the designation hero, saying if he had not been there that night, someone else would have done the same job. Lem Tucker, CBS News, Washington.
If you drive less than 3 miles to and from work each day, you're lucky. You save gas, time, and headaches. Now you may be able to save on auto insurance, too, with Safeco. Safeco doesn't think that drivers who drive just a little should pay a lot on premiums. The less you drive, the more you'll save, up to 13%. So see your independent Safeco agent. Get a free insurance checkup on all the easy ways to drive home a bargain with Safeco. Check the yellow pages for the independent Safeco agent in your area.
Right now, Sears is having a sale on their best battery, shocks, and tires. Save $15 on America's best-selling replacement battery, the DieHard. Only $54.99 with trade-in. Minimum savings nationally. Save $7 on Steadyrider Radial Tune shocks. Only $14.99 each. Installation extra. And get 25% off Road Handler all-season steel-belted radials. At Sears Tire and Auto Centers, we install confidence. Sears.
A surprise summit has been scheduled in North Yemen between two bitter Arab enemies, Libya's leader Muammar Gaddafi and PLO chief Yasser Arafat. The two have been waging a public feud since a faction of PLO guerrillas rebelled last month. Arafat blamed Libya for the revolt. Gaddafi, in turn, blamed Arafat for the attempted assassination of Libya's top envoy in Beirut. Students from two high schools near San Francisco are hoping to ban the prayer invocations planned for their graduation ceremonies tomorrow. A Superior Court judge agreed today to hear arguments on their behalf by the American Civil Liberties Union. The school board for Grenada and Livermore High Schools voted to allow the invocations despite complaints by the students that they violated the constitutional separation of church and state. Public pressure has led the makers of Bendectin to announce today that they will no longer produce the controversial morning sickness drug. Negative publicity surrounded the drug when hundreds of women filed lawsuits claiming that it caused deformities in fetuses. Today's announcement by Merrill Dow Pharmaceuticals came 13 days after a jury in Washington, D.C. awarded the family of a 12-year-old girl $750,000. She was born with birth defects after her mother took Bendectin. The 50-nation Organization of African Unity, meeting in Addis Ababa, today denounced South Africa, and its Secretary General called on its members to develop and deploy their own nuclear weapons to fend off aggression from South Africa, as well as potential attack from NATO and the Communist Warsaw Pact. Secretary General Edem Kujo urged Africa to develop a defense community similar to NATO. South Africa, he said, already has a nuclear arsenal, and African states should take the nuclear road. Stocks and other news after this.
The Bell System presents the Pointer Sisters for Long Distance.
Far from home and all.
close to my sister.
Reaching out till our voices touch. Reaching out, I can share so much with my sister.
Those are the sounds of the Gemini 4 countdown in 1965. I'm astronaut Wally Schirra. Gemini 4 launched Tang Instant Breakfast Drink into space, right along with the astronauts. Since then, families everywhere have launched the day with a nutritious breakfast in Tang. Tang has a fresh orange taste, a full day's supply of vitamin C in every glass. It costs about one-third less than orange juice. So today and every day, launch your day with Tang.
Three black men were hanged in South Africa today despite appeals for clemency by the UN Security Council and governments around the world. South Africa called the executions necessary to protect internal security. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones average is down 2.31. Volume on the big board, 37.5 million shares. The Dow Jones Industrials, 1183.19. Richard C. Hotelet, CBS News.